I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that China's recent spy balloon has inspired some New York Democrats to draft a bill to ban foreign adversaries from purchasing farmland in the state. In the state Senate, Socrates Democrat Michelle Henchy is introducing the proposal, and Assemblyperson Angelo Santabarbara is in the other Albany legislative chamber with the bill. Santabarbara said, and I quote, "We saw a spy balloon go over our country, surveying property, land sites, information that is collected, and that's concerning. So what we're finding is that I feel like we're not seeing enough action in Washington, D.C. to address these issues," end quote. Santabarbara wants the state to identify where potential adversary-owned properties are located, but Assemblymember Robert Smullen, a Republican, said, and I quote, "We in New York State do not have the resources to define whether or not a foreign entity is controlled by the Communist Party, for instance, or China," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents the 20th Congressional District, did not comment to the newspaper about the story, but Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st Congressional District, noted she has already introduced a similar bill at the federal level. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As my bill continues to gain support, I will work to ensure foreign ownership of American farmland does not undermine our national security, especially as foreign adversaries increase their attempts to threaten our agricultural land and businesses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Representative Elise Stefanik has a form on her website for constituents to give her opinions on the 2023 Farm Bill. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Agriculture is the backbone of upstate New York and the North Country. As Congress is working to draft this year's Farm Bill, farmers across New York's 21st District can use this input form to directly share their priorities with me so I can bring them to the highest levels," end quote. Every 5 years, Congress passes a Farm Bill that affects a host of agricultural issues. Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, is not on the House Agricultural Committee, which drafts the Farm Bill. Mark Molinaro, the Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, is on the Agricultural Committee. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko announced 15 community development and improvement projects in his 20th Congressional District that he submitted to the House Committee on Appropriations. This is what is sometimes called pork in Washington, D.C. Each congressional representative may request funding for up to 15 projects each fiscal year. Not all projects are guaranteed funding, but most get their dollars under the guidelines issued by the Appropriations Committee. Tonko asked for two of his 15 projects for the southern Albany town of Coeymans and the village of Ravenna. Coeymans, if successful, would get $1,882,500 for their sewer system, while Ravenna is asking for $3 million to improve their drinking water systems. Read the full story in the Troy Record.
Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, reported $1,095,594 in campaign donations in the first 3 months of 2023, while Mark Molinaro, a Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, reported raising $638,670. The Federal Election Commission filings for January 1st through March 31st come a little more than 100 days into the 2022-2023 congressional term, but show representatives spending much time focusing already on the 2024 election. On April 12th, Democrat Josh Riley said he would run against Molinaro again after losing to the Dutchess County-based Republican in 2022. Riley then announced he raised $250,000 in the first 24 hours of his campaign. While Riley's donations came after the filing deadline and won't be available for the public to see for months, he criticized Molinaro's contributions, saying they came from, quote, corporate special interests and far-right Republican members of Congress, including Claudia Tenney and several Freedom Caucus members who have proposed cuts to Medicare and Social Security, unquote. Riley also promised, quote, I'm not taking any corporate PAC money because I'll never sell out upstate New York, unquote. So far, Ryan does not have any announced opponents in 2024. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Andre Amigo in Porcupine Soup reports that Representative Mark Molinaro announced many community development and improvement projects in his 19th congressional district that he submitted to the House Committee on Appropriations. This is what is sometimes called pork in Washington, D.C. Each congressional representative may request funding for up to 15 projects each fiscal year. Not all projects are guaranteed funding, but most get their dollars under the guidelines issued by the Appropriations Committee. Locally, Molinaro asked for $2.4 million for the Village of Athens to rehabilitate its wastewater plant and another $2.4 million for Greene County Highway and Solid Waste Department to improve Main Street in Lee. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.